Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Oprah says she was pressured to cast two pop icons in her latest film, The Color Purple. So she's one of the film's producers, and she told The Hollywood Reporter that there was a lot of pressure to cast Beyoncé or Rihanna. She said, to be completely honest about it, if you're doing the film for $30 or $40 million, the interest in the cast would be very different. Once the film moved to $90 to $100 million, then everybody wants to bring Beyonce. They're like, can you get Beyonce or can you get Rihanna? So we're sitting in a room saying, listen, we love Beyonce, we love Rihanna, but there are other actors that can do this job.
Unpopular opinion. Beyonce's not a good actress. A phenomenal singer. She's a phenomenal performer. I didn't even like her voice acting in The Lion King.
Dang, bro. You're coming strong with Katie here, her number one supporter right next to you, who watches your child.
I understand why people say that. And I do not agree.
Okay.
I don't think she's the best actress, but I think given a certain role, she can be good. Like Cadillac Records, she was good.
Mm-hmm.
In Carmen, the hip hop opera thing, she was bad. Mm-hmm. Obsessed, iffy. You know, I think it just depends on the role.
Mm-hmm. Mo, you want in on this?
Katie and I have had this debate more times than I can remember on In the Moment. I mean, over and over and over again, Katie just will not accept it. No one can be that amazing at everything, okay?
She's
incredible at a lot of things.
I'm not saying she's the best actress. She's not. She's okay.
No, she's trash.
No, she's not. Don't you dare.
Whoa.
Never in your life say she's trash. Dang. And don't
I'm sorry.
No.
I mean, keeping it real.
She rides that middle. Like, there's no range, and it's just kind of like meh.
Katie's about to scurry over this whole desk right here like those little kids do on a tennis court when they're picking up the balls. When somebody hits ball into the net, she's about to crawl over there and smack you upside the head.
She might as well have the script in her hand as she's acting in these films. Oh, wow. It's that bad.
Did you watch Cadillac Records?
Yes.
No.
Yes,
clearly
I did.
You did.
They carried her.
No, they didn't.
They did.
She was at a... Okay.
She was at a disadvantage.
Wow! That was good.
That's kind of a mic drop. You might just want to get out of here.
Back to you, Abby.
Thanks, Katie, for throwing it back to me at the desk. I'm scared now. Listen, I think that you have some valid points here because, I mean, again, Beyonce's great at a lot of things. You know, we like to think that God's not just going to give everybody all the talent. And this would have been a leading role for a massive film. And I think it's fair that, you know, you got to give that opportunity to somebody else. But there's also, I think it would have stole the spotlight from a lot of other incredible actresses that are mm-hmm. also in this film. We've got Halle Bailey, Fantasia, Ciara. We got her and Taraji P. Henson. They're all in this mm-hmm. film. And I think, is Oprah in it too? I think Oprah's in it too.
No, what Beyonce's next project, she needs to work with people that are really, really bad at acting to make her seem just a little bit better.
Exactly.
Seem more talented in this area.
Mm-hmm. And also because like The Color Purple, that's an iconic film.
that's getting remade. So you want the best of the best to be represented in this film.
I'm very, very nervous about them remaking this movie. It's one of my favorites of all time. I don't think it should be remade, but I hope they do it justice.
It was a bold choice to do
it. Very bold.
Well, because Oprah's involved in it, there's almost like, you know it's going to be a good project, but you might be like, just the comparisons are always going to be there for the older generation. But if you're new and you see it, I think it'll be a great movie. But if you're stuck in that comparison mode, I don't think it's going to, I don't see how it can meet the original.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also think there's something to casting in an icon like Beyonce in a film, because it just kind of takes you out of the movie, because you're watching this film where everyone's, you know, transforming into different characters. And then all of a sudden you're like, Beyonce, like, what are you doing here? But on the red carpet, Oprah was walking in and people noticed Oprah looks pretty good, and she opened up about something that's been pretty controversial, and that's weight loss drugs. And somebody asked her about, you know, what's going on with her. She looks fit. She looks amazing. And she said,
hey, what's going on with Oprah? she looks all healthy. And what, are you okay?
Now, Cassie and I...
Someone should check on her.
Cassie and I saw a picture of her in her purple outfit on the red carpet, and it was very obvious to us that she's taking advantage of the weight loss drugs that they have out there right now.
She said the fact that there is a medically approved prescription for managing weight and staying healthier in my lifetime feels like a relief, like redemption, like a gift, and not something to hide behind and once again be ridiculed for. I'm absolutely done with the shaming from other people, and particularly myself.
And she said for her, because it was the yo-yoing, she would just go from one extreme to the other, which wasn't healthy for her. And so this is why that was her choice.
This is me not shaming. This is me just warning that if you guys don't watch the news a lot, it was a big story yesterday that poison centers are getting huge increase in calls because of Ozempic. And it's not necessarily the drug, it's the way that people are taking it. So you might want to read that article and Google it today.
Ooh. All right, he was worth $11 billion. So why did he name his gardener the heir to his fortune? I'll tell you about this former employee who basically won the lottery on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.